It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado celebrated 150 years of statehood at the state capitol Saturday. About 300 people gathered on the north side to commemorate the special day. Governor Jared Polis said the day was more about celebrating the future of Colorado.
Colorado history that's written every day by people who have been here for generations and people who arrived a year ago, 5 years ago, and we're all part of Colorado's next 150 years.
Those who attended enjoyed cake, music, and exhibits as part of the celebration. Colorado became the 38th state on August 1, 1876. It's known as the Centennial State after gaining statehood 4 weeks after the country's 100th anniversary. Boulder wants the Supreme Court to let it continue suing fossil fuel companies. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
Earlier this year, the Supreme Court agreed to hear Suncor versus Boulder. It's a landmark climate case and could determine whether cities can still sue fossil fuel companies under state law for causing climate fuel damages. Boulder filed its brief to the court this week, and it argues that the case should play out in Colorado courts. But oil companies and businesses argue only federal law can regulate pollution. The court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in the fall. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A heat advisory is in effect today for the I-25 corridor from Pueblo North. That is also in place for Grand Junction, the San Luis Valley, as well as the lower Arkansas River Valley. An air quality alert is in place for both north central and northwestern Colorado. We'll see highs today in the 90s and 100s. Higher elevations, some upper 80s. This is KRCC. And CPR News.